This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where we unpack top news stories out of our radio newsrooms across the country. On Deadline today is one of the strangest and potentially most dangerous environmental pairings the United States has ever seen. An earthquake and a hurricane-turned-tropical storm both struck Southern California in the same day. The rainfall left people trapped in cars and houses, brought snakes in floodwater, and more. Then it was like the earthquake was a cherry on top, a gift from Mother Nature that no one wanted. Hurricane Hillary at one point strengthened to be a Category 4 storm, although it eventually weakened into a tropical storm by the time it hit the Southern California coast. The storm wreaked havoc as pre-existing dry conditions were met with this torrential rainfall. The result was catastrophic flooding that left cars swept off the road and increased the risk of landslides. Local officials issued evacuation orders, 911 services went out to Palm Springs, and the Los Angeles Unified School District was even forced to cancel the first day of school because of the storm. The National Weather Service called rainfall caused by Hillary historic. The storm dropped more than half of an average of the year's worth of rain over the span of just 3 days. The storm also made history as the first tropical storm to make landfall in California this century. The last to do so was Nora in 1997. As the rain came quickly, so did the impacts of the storm. And Craig Figner, a reporter with Odyssey in Los Angeles, joined Odyssey in New York City to share what he saw.
You know, this storm, it was a storm that really affected all of Southern California in one way or another. I mean, whether it was the preparations, the need to prepare with sandbags for flooding, because we just don't get this kind of rain, as much water so quickly. And when that happens, it just has nowhere to go. So you end up with terrible flooding. And so there were some parts of Los Angeles, city and county, that got hit hard, but no permanent or lasting damage that we're learning of right now. And then I traveled out to Palm Springs because the way that the weather modeling was looking, we thought that we were going to end up with some really severe flooding out here, and maybe even some larger problems, some smaller, what they call it, kind of cyclone tornadoes maybe. Those did not unfold, but all day yesterday, the entire Palm Springs area was shrouded in this very heavy, low-hanging cloud cover. I mean, you couldn't even see the San Jacinto Mountains. They closed the airport, the Palm Springs airport, and there were a lot of people here for party event, if all things, pool party events that were at host hotels that had to be canceled because it was unsafe to be at the pools. They had to move them indoors. Kind of ironic when the rainstorm kills your pool party off, but that's what happened. So, you know, we had a lot of people preparing, a lot of people very genuinely nervous because, you know, this is an area known for sunshine. They know how to deal with sunscreen. I'm not trying to be silly here. They do. But when it comes to a tropical storm, we haven't had that in 70 years. And so they just, a lot of people were genuinely concerned because they just didn't know exactly what to expect. But the people I was talking to, they were taken serious.
Yeah. And to your point, this was such a rare event, right? I mean, decades since they've had this kind of wet weather in that area this time of year.
Consider getting an entire year's worth of rain you'd expect for this area in a year in roughly 24 hours. I mean, that is what happened yesterday. And so you had very quickly these intersections just flooded, and then not just a little bit, you know, water up to the, you know, doors of cars in some cases. Now, it did wash away. Had we had sustained rain like that for, say, 3 more hours, we would have had some very, very serious problems out here. And then, of course, all day, everybody's phones were ringing with the emergency alerts of flash flooding, warnings to evacuate.
As if a tropical storm wasn't enough, a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit Southern California while Hillary was barreling up the West Coast. Two aftershocks followed, measuring 3.1 and 3.6 on the Richter scale. According to the United States Geological Survey, this quake was felt throughout Los Angeles and surrounding communities. Thankfully, it left no damage, though it did raise questions. What are the odds of a potential hurricane and an earthquake happening in the same day? Southern California's preeminent earthquake expert, Dr. Lucy Jones, joined Odyssey in Los Angeles to discuss if the quake was related to the storm.
So, Doctor, I want to read you a tweet from someone that was really funny. It said, Dear Dr. Jones, in the future, would you kindly schedule these earthquakes on non-hurricane days? In general, people only want to experience one disaster genre movie at a time. So we can't really blame you, but what happened?
Really fun coincidence, as far as we can go. I mean, yes, you know, water pressures within the earth can affect things, but you don't change the water pressure deep in the earth through one day of rain, even heavy rain. So it's just a coincidence. It's a sort of pattern that we always want to notice. But, you know, there's a magnitude 5 every year in Southern California, and it's only every 100 years, I suppose, that we get the tropical storms. But coincidences happen.
You know, Pete Demetria, of course, you know him. He was out, I think, on the 101 in the Sherman Oaks area where there was all that flooding. And he was talking about how his SUV was kind of bouncing up and down. I think he said north to south. You know, he always knows the direction of things. But I don't recall that. And it may just be, you know, what I've heard over the years. But I don't recall people talking about their cars bouncing up and down quite so much as they did this time. Was it something about how the earth moved in terms of being shallow or deep?
Well, it looks pretty ordinary level of shaking. I mean, I've been in cars that where I felt earthquakes that way. In the Whittier Narrows earthquake, I was up in La Cañada, so pretty reasonably far away from the event, and I had trouble controlling my car as I was driving as it happened. So when you get to the higher levels of shaking, that's what you're going to see.
So there were some foreshocks, right? Some aftershocks. I mean, give us the Lucy Jones treatment on this earthquake. What kind of earthquake was it?
Well, it was a thrust faulting earthquake. Those are the most common types of faults there in Ventura. And it had about 20, I don't know, about a dozen foreshocks that began Saturday morning. Again, that happens a lot, but there's nothing about the earthquakes that tell you before the big one happens that they are foreshocks. So you just got to wait and see what else happens. And then there have been a good level of aftershocks. There have already been 9 magnitude that are above magnitude 3 and a total of, I don't know, probably close to 50 that we've had so far. So it's on the higher side of, you know, there's a wide range of aftershock sequences. So these are one of the more active ones. And all that means is you'll probably feel more threes. It won't just go and suddenly stop. We'll be, you know, seeing aftershocks to this earthquake probably over the next few weeks.
Dr. Lucy Jones, the earthquake czar here in Los Angeles. I noticed on social media, you've got your video out there of what you had to say about this, but also you're asking people to contact you so that you can,
not me personally.
Oh, not you, not you.
Maybe I better be careful about how I post. No, there's a USGS website where you can put in what you felt. And that, it's called Did You Feel It? If you just search for Did You Feel It, you can go and say what the earthquake felt like to you. We should get Pete Demetrio to go and do that. And that information is correlate, you know, put together so we can better understand how the waves vary as they go across the region.
If you weren't a fan of snakes on a plane, you definitely won't like this. You see, Palm Dale Mayor Laura Betancourt had to warn residents of snakes potentially being in floodwaters. Betancourt joined Odyssey in Los Angeles to share how a tropical storm and flash flooding in the middle of snake season was a recipe for disaster.
You know, Mayor, you were saying that earlier, too, and we say it and we stress it and we always say, you know, just a little bit of water can take you away. And you used to work for the Sheriff's Department, too. So, I mean, what do you think it is when you put that other hat on, too, and you think about we had times where someone got stuck and we had to go and risk our necks rescuing them after we told them not to go? I mean, people still will try and think, oh, it's not that deep. I can cross. Yeah, I mean, how has it not gotten through to us yet? I wonder.
Yeah, it happens all the time. People overestimate their abilities and they underestimate the depth and the speed and the power of that water. And it can be very, very dangerous. And you know, a unique problem, this is going to sound really strange, but here in the high desert, this is snake country. And we are in snake season until the end of October. So where do you think all those snakes are going? They're going into that water, not by choice. So please do not go out and start having fun or paddle boarding or whatever people do, you know, boogie boarding. Don't do any of that in the water that we have right now, because it's washing all those critters from the desert into that water. And you don't want to be in that water with them.
You know what, Mayor, if they didn't get the message to stay out of the storm, I think snake water might be the thing that, that
water.
Kept them to stay.
Yeah, no, it's a real thing. It really is.
After this record rainfall, many have begun to wonder how the storm has impacted California's long-standing drought conditions, most notably the water level of Lake Mead. Recent snowfalls have temporarily halted the decline of that lake, putting it 7 feet higher than forecasters originally predicted it would be by the end of this year. Did one disaster cancel out the other, at least in the short term? We'll have to wait and see. It's still a little bit early to really know how this big storm will impact drought conditions in the state. This show is produced by Joe Heady, Christy Strouser, Myron Kaplan, Jim Hankey, and Bill Smee. I'm Lauren Berry, and I want to say thanks for listening to the On Deadline podcast, Odyssey's deeper look at a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.